This is The State of Things. I'm Melinda Pencava.
Someday I'll take a journey on to that other shore. I'm ready and I want to be on time. I have a life that's burning deep down in my heart, and I know someday a mansion will be mine. Have a feeling that a mansion will be mine in heaven where the sun will always shine. It is waiting for me on the cross of Calvary. Have a feeling that a mansion will be mine.
And we're listening here to the Johnson Brothers and Ray Myers with A Mansion Will Be Mine. This was recorded at WPAQ-AM in Mount Airy back in 1952.
I've often heard my mother sing, "Ah, oh, that happy land," with the Bible she would read to me each night. She taught me to love others and always to be kind, and I know someday a mansion will be mine. Have a feeling that a mansion will be mine in heaven where the sun will always shine. Jesus paid in full for me on the cross of Calvary. Have a feeling that a mansion will be mine.
Myers and hundreds of other bluegrass, gospel, and old-time musicians have passed through WPAQ-AM since its founder, Ralph Epperson, first started broadcasting there in Mount Airy in 1948. This is in an area of North Carolina, the northwest part of the state, known as Round Peak, towns such as Mount Airy, Galax, and Logap. And there, WPAQ at 740 on the AM dial still commands a devoted following. It has a mix of traditional music, local news, and religious programming. But over the years, WPAQ has also made thousands of recordings of in-studio performances, local fiddling contests, and a weekly live music program called the Merry-Go-Round. Most of these are on reel-to-reel tapes, or from the early days, lacquer discs. And last week, Ralph Epperson began moving that collection of recordings to a new home. The nearly 10,000 recordings will be restored, cataloged, and stored at the Southern Folklife Collection at UNC Chapel Hill. Steve Weiss is head of the Southern Folklife Collection. He's here in the studio to talk about those recordings. And we're joined on the phone by Ralph Epperson, WPAQ's founder. Welcome both. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thank you. Well, Ralph Epperson, before we talk about all of those recordings, there's something I want to talk about the song we just heard. That was a man named Ray Myers on guitar. And I'm told that he played the guitar despite the fact that he had no hands, no arms.
So, no arms, that's correct. He was born without arms and played with his toes.
So he came into your studio one day and he was playing the guitar with his toes. Slide guitar?
Yes, put the guitar down on the floor. He was with the Johnson Boys, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and they were with us, the whole combination trio were with us for several months with daily programs.
Well, that gets to my next question. When you started WPAQ almost 60 years ago, were these live performances very common?
Correct. And we recorded many of the live performances so that we could repeat later down the road. And that's where most of the records that we making available to UNC there. Those are those records.
Yeah. So these days, of course, artists would bring a CD into a, you know, to send them to a radio station and ask that they be played. Was that not as much of an option back in the early days? And so that's why you needed these recordings?
Well, we didn't have CDs back in the early days, back 1948, 52, and on through that period of time. We had aluminum-backed, lacquered onto aluminum disc, and we had transcriptions, 16-inch transcriptions. You could get 14 and a half minutes on the side with that. Mm-hmm. And it played at 33 and a third speed, same as LPs later. They came on the scene, 33 and a third inches per second.
So it sounded like you got the advantage of having a live performance on your radio station, then you had a recording that you could play again and again for your listeners
there. We loved the spontaneity aspect as far as the live programming was concerned. Seemed to be something the audience appreciated and musicians enjoyed that experience too.
Right. So there are now nearly 10,000 of these recordings that are going to be given to you, Steve Weiss, at the Southern Folklife Collection. Was it very hard to convince Ralph Epperson to let them go to you in Chapel Hill?
Well, I would say, well, I don't know. I guess that's for Ralph to say. I mean, we've been very interested in Ralph's collection. I mean, I've heard about it since I first came to UNC about 6 years ago. And, it's been a matter of, gaining Ralph's trust and showing him that we can really do the work.
Mm-hmm. Now, what will you do with those recordings?
Well, we're going to play them back on the best equipment available to us right now and digitize them so that way they can, we'll have a digital preservation copy, and then we'll also have an access copy, which will be made onto CD. And once the CDs are made, we'll make a set for Ralph so Ralph can have a set out with him. And hopefully, with Ralph's permission, we can also get a set out into the Mount Airy area where folks can have access to the material too. So, some public access that's in the region.
Mm-hmm. So Ralph Epperson, of course, you do have a CD player these days. You may not have had him way back in the start. Do you still play a lot of those recordings on your station now, Ralph Epperson?
Yes. As a matter of fact, on Saturday afternoons, there's a program from 2 to 6 p.m. We use many of those recordings in that particular type of program called the Blue Ridge Spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we reminisce a little bit about things in the earlier days. By the way, in the early days of WPAQ, we had no network, and we had all the live programming we could get, and we still didn't have enough. So we had to fill with stories. And my father was extremely good with stories. So a lot of those records were mixed in with the stories.
Are you going to get some of those stories too, Steve Weiss, for the Folklife Collection?
It might be. Is it okay if I tell you a short one?
Oh, please do.
Okay. My father liked to tell mule stories, and he told about a couple of fellows out in the barnyard with a mule. And one fellow was wanting to buy the mule. The other fellow was a seller, prospective seller. And the prospective buyer said, I believe there's something wrong with that mule's eyesight. And the owner said, no, there's nothing wrong with that mule's eyesight. So they hooked the mule up to a plow and said, get up. And the mule walked right into a tree. And the prospective buyer said, I knew there's something wrong with that mule's eyesight. And the owner said, nothing wrong with that mule's eyesight. That mule just don't give a dang.
Now, is that one of the stories that's going to be making its way to the Southern Folklife Collection, Ralph Epperson?
Well, I'll leave that up to the other people involved.
Steve Weiss?
Oh, well, we want to try and document as much of the music and the culture from that region.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So these will be available to the general public to have access to? Or are you going
Absolutely.
To put them out on a collection? Will you sell these in any way?
No, I mean, with our materials, we make them available to the public through our reference desk. So people can come in and listen to them. And, with Ralph's permission, they can order copies and get copies for themselves. I know there's that Rounder CD that Ralph has put out, and I hope that, this might help get more of the music available in a commercial sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Ralph Epperson, could you have imagined when you started that radio station in 1948 that, for one thing, that you'd still be going 50-plus years later with that?
I'm sorry, I missed a question.
Sure. Could you have imagined when you started the radio station in 1948 that here we are in 2005, that it would still be on the air and still doing a lot of the same music on the air? And
well, I thought it would go on as long as things, conditions would allow it.
Mm-hmm.
didn't have any termination in mind. But
that's probably a good way to operate, yeah.
It's still going. Here's a little incident you might be interested in. It'll only take a minute, I hope. We had a band and a sponsor, live band, and the sponsor wanted to sponsor only gospel music, old-time string music, but gospel, and wanted it live. And this particular group, they couldn't, they lacked one number, having a whole repertoire that was required. And they came and said to me, what can we do? We don't have the full amount of time, a quarter hour that you want. Need one more song. We don't know one more. I said, well, go out and have a prayer, and maybe it'll come to you. So he came back in there and said, we got the answer. I said, what is it? And they said, we're going to play the Wabash Cannonball as an instrumental, but we're going to announce it as the Gospel Cannonball. So I said, go to it. And they did.
Well, Ralph Epperson, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about that collection of almost 10,000 recordings from WPAQ over the years. It's going to be part of the Southern Folklife Collection. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Ralph Epperson started WPAQ in 1948, joined us by phone in Mount Airy, and thanks also to Steve Weiss, who heads the Southern Folklife Collection. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And let's hear just a little bit of one of the bands that has played at PAQ. That's Cornbread and Butterbeans by the Carolina Sunshine Trio.
Cornbread and butter beans, and you across the table, eating beans and making love as long as I am able. Oh, and corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride a mule, a crazy fool, and